Good morning, listeners. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Jessica, and this is I Made This So You Have to Listen to It, number 5, my first show in, I don't even know, 3 weeks? There's just been a lot of breaks, and I haven't been here, so I'm sure all 2 of my loyal fans miss this. So this was largely unplanned, as it's my first episode in a while. I was going to do Christmas songs, and then I just didn't. I've been listening to them a lot in the car, and it would take a lot of effort for me to make a playlist of just 13 or 14 of my favorite Christmas songs because I love Christmas songs. So instead, because Spotify Wrapped came out earlier this week, I have made a playlist that I think really exemplifies my Spotify Wrapped. So starting off, of course, I have played this on the show before, but it was my number one song. I listened to it 125 times, I believe, and my top Spotify artist is now Glee Cast because of it. This is Chasing Pavements' Glee Cast version, sung by Melissa Benoist.
Made up my mind, don't need to think it over. If I'm wrong, I am right. Don't need to look no further. This ain't lust, I know. This is love. But if I tell the world, I'll never say enough, 'cause it was not said to you. Exactly what I need to do if I end up with you. Should I give up or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? Or would it be a waste even if I knew my place? Should I leave it there? Should I give up or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? I build myself up and fly around in circles, waiting as my heart drops and my back begins to tingle. Finally, could this be? Just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere. Oh, would it be a waste, even if I knew my place? Should I leave it there? Should I give up? Or should I just keep on chasing pavements? Should I I knew my place? Should I leave?
Now, I've told many people that my top artist for this year is Glee Cast. And not only that, but I'm in their top 1% of listeners, which is embarrassing, as essentially everybody has told me. And that's true. I would like to come to my own defense, however, because Spotify doesn't list who is singing. And if they did, my top artist would really be Melissa Benoist and not Glee Cast, because I have never seen an episode of Glee, and I'm not actually a Gleek. However, I do realize that I just played a Glee song, and I'm about to play another one. This is Womanizer, Glee Cast version, by Alex Newell, some people whose names I didn't look up, and also, surprise, Melissa Benoist. I'll be honest, I had a very good night last night, but a late one for me, and I'm feeling a little tired because I still woke up at 6 a.m. There were also people screaming outside my window at like 3 in the morning. Why? Go to sleep. Anyway, this song really brought me to life a little bit. Next up, is Someone New by Hozier. Hozier was my second top artist, just under Glee Cast, which really says a lot about me as a person, I think. So, Someone New by Hozier. Hozier so much, and he's so talented, and he often uses different time signatures, which make his music hard to play for me, which makes me sad. Next up is another song by Hozier, Foreigner's God, which I can actually play, but the chord changes are so very fast, and there's a pattern, so like once you memorize the pattern, it's fine, but they're fast, and he's just a really talented man, so everybody enjoy this one.
She moved with shameless wonder. perfect creature any scene. Since some liar broke the thunder when the land was godless and free. Her eyes look sharp and steady into the empty parts of me. But still my heart is heavy with the hate of some other man's beliefs. Always a well-dressed fraud who wouldn't spare the rod, never for me. Screaming the name of a foreigner's God. Screaming the name of a foreigner's God. Screaming the name of a foreigner's God. Wondering who I copy, mustering some tender charm. She feels no control of her body. She feels no safety in my arms. And I've no language left to say it.
Now, if I'm remembering correctly, and I might not be because I'm very tired, but I think Hozier said that he was working on his next album this past week. Can't wait. So excited. I'll play it on a loop on this show, so everybody better get ready. Now, my third top artist for my Spotify Wrapped was Arctic Monkeys, which I'm actually more embarrassed about than I am about the Glee cast, because I think Arctic Monkeys has made it into my Spotify Wrapped ever since I've had Spotify, which has been about 4 years. And even before that, they would have been on my Spotify if I had had it. It's just that little bit of, like, I don't know, I guess 13, 14-year-old Jessica that will not die. So yes, I continue to listen to Arctic Monkeys. This is Fireside.
I can't explain, but I want to try. Or is this image of you and I? And it goes dancing by. All these secrets that I can't keep, like in my heart there's that
hotel suite, and you lived there so long. It's kind of strange now you're gone. I'm not sure if I should show you what I found. Has it gone for good, or is it coming back around? Isn't it hard to make up your mind when you lose it and your fuse is fireside? All those places we used to go, and I suspect you already know. But that place on memory lane you liked still looks the same, but something about it's changed. I'm not sure if I should show you what I found. Has it gone for good, or is it coming back around? Isn't it hard to make up your mind when you're losing and your fuse is by your side? And I thought I was yours forever. Or maybe I was mistaken, but I just cannot manage to make it through the day without thinking of you lately.
Fun fact, I performed this with my guitar teacher when I was 15, 16, and I think we played it up three steps from the original key, and now it's probably easier for me to sing it in the original key than it was back then. Good for me. My voice is dropping, I guess. Next up is another Arctic Monkeys song that I have never performed in front of anyone, but I've performed a lot in my car because it's a banger. You won't think it's a banger if you don't know it. It'll start off slow, but then it sneaks up on you. This is 505 by Arctic Monkeys.
To 505, if it's a 7-hour flight or a 45-minute drive. In my imagination, you're waiting, lying on your side, with your hands between your thighs. Stop and wait a sec. No harsher than
Great song. I wish their stuff still sounded more like this, like their most recent album, which is a couple years old at this point, I think. I was not a massive fan of. Sorry, Arctic Monkeys, if you're listening, but, you know, maybe go back to your roots. Advice from a professional radio DJ. Next up, they did not make my top artist, but this song is on my top 100 songs of the year. This is I Always Knew by The Vaccines. Ooh, topical band name. Not to slander another band, because I really do like them, but the album cover for this, I've been staring at it for the past 3 minutes and 34 seconds of this song. It looks like they're all hungover and have gotten punched in the face. I'm really sorry, guys, but this is not your best picture. Next up is a song that I'm surprised made it into my top 100 songs of the year. I listened to it a lot my senior year of high school, and not so much since then. I wouldn't even say like once a month, but somehow it snuck in there. It is a good song, so I'm putting it on the radio now. This is Lemon to a Knife Fight by the Wombats.
Cast a red light and the road twists round the hill. Lipstick on the back seat, saliva on the dash. I've clawed my way out of here before, but I keep on coming back. I push and you tend to shove. I give in and you don't give up. The MPH. My eyes are getting wider with every word you say. Intoxicated, higher than the ISS. I've clawed my way out of here before, but tonight I'm turning left. I push and you tend to shove. I give in and you don't give up.
Fun song to play on guitar. You just get to hit it a bunch of times real fast. Next up is a song I was not surprised made it on my top 100 because I listen to it a lot because it's a bop and a banger. This is Sweet Talk by Saint Motel.
Yeah.
Next up is a song that really just encapsulates the life that I would like to live in the future. It also encapsulates the life I would like to live right now. I am waiting on a package from Ireland currently, and I missed the delivery. And because it's from a foreign country, I guess, you have to sign for it. So they couldn't just leave it. So now I'm in, like, combat with the U.S. Postal Service trying to get my package redelivered and emailing them because I scheduled it, but it didn't come yet, and I might have to just go down there and pick up my little Irish package. But anyway, this is Ireland by Liza Ann.
With wildflowers by the front gate, set up on some land somewhere north, an island with a porch and a tire swing. And oh, I wanna find myself there someday. And there someday. When I find love, I want it to be like all that I know it should be. I want it to be lovely so that I can tell the stories, not cause I heard them, because they are mine. Come around and sing me songs of you. remind me of the time that I moved to Ireland just to be with you.
Excellent song. Every time I listen to it, I consider it manifesting. Coming up next is another song that very much deserves to be in my top 100. This is Perfectly Untrue by Lucia and the Best Boys. Now, hopping back onto my top artist train, I will be playing Make Up Your Mind by Florence and the Machine, which is my, it's either fourth or fifth top artist. She deserves to be higher. She deserves to at least be third, I think. But.
I never thought I'd be a killer, 'cause there's so much to lose. But if I can't drink the water, what else can I do? And although the anxiety
Florence and the Machine songs are always fun because she's such an incredible vocalist that I can sing along, but then there are certain points where I'm like, okay, Florence, you take this one. You hit that high note. Go ahead. Next up, to finish up this week's episode, is Dime by Cake. Cake was, again, my fourth or fifth, I forget, top artist this year, which is not really surprising. I haven't listened to them a lot in recent months, but in the spring and summer, yes. And there was a period of time where I listened to this song like every morning getting ready because I think it's a really positive song. So enjoy, have a great Sunday. Goodbye. That's fine. Somebody just walked in. Don't worry about it, listeners.
In the brown shag carpet of a cheap motel, in the dark and dusty corner by the TV shelf.